we've kind of been back and forth on what we're going to do, but things have loosened up here as far as the rules and regulations, and we're going to go back to our normal routine at the in the hog barn and have a live auction just like normal. Thank goodness after the pandemic. Although we did have a really excellent online auction for the kids last year during the pandemic that we were really happy about.
But it's always good to get back in the barn with a live in-person event. Are there certain things that have to take place between now and the actual auction on that Friday night of Mercer County Fair Week?
Well, we need to notify all the buyers, and I'd like to take this time to thank last year's buyers. It's always good to see the good community support for the auction. We've always had excellent support, and we're really happy about that. And we'll have to notify the buyers. And basically, you know, there's some paperwork that has to be done on our end to get the kids ready and that. But basically, it's just have the auction that night, and hopefully it's a success.
Well, and to sustain it for 28 years and overcome a pandemic last year and still see the bidders come out and support the kids, can you speak to how important that is, that this event is in pretty good shape?
I can't say enough. You know, I was amazed last year with everything that was going on and businesses shut down and what have you. And it was just, I was amazed at how well the auction went.